Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. For Tall Story number 59, we head to Bratislava. The Slovak radio building is loved and hated in equal measure. Constructed between 1967 and 1983, it's a pyramid turned on its head. Despite its many detractors, however, it's still a source of pride for some people, especially those who work there. Monocle's Alexei Korolyov meets the presenter of one of the radio stations quartered in the building.
Bratislava does not often make it into surveys of modern architecture, and when it does, it's not always flattering. That's largely because of its socialist legacy, all these faceless, mammoth administrative buildings and tombstone residential blocks, the so-called panelaki. But the 40-year period of communist rule in the then Czechoslovakia also produced some remarkable architectural experiments. The Slovak radio building is perhaps the best known one.
Radio FM. Počúvaj, čo chceš.
A frequent fixture on various ugliest buildings lists, it's in the form of an inverted pyramid that towers 80 meters high over its bland residential surroundings.
So here it is. It looks absolutely monstrous from the outside.
There's something quite daring about it, but I can't see the point of those who hate it. And what about those who spend every day of their lives inside it?
Hi, Dominika. Nice to meet you.
So, now, this is like the main entrance.
Dominika Jaškova is a presenter at Radio FM, Slovakia's main alternative music station. She's been working here for years, and the building has become a second home.
Yeah, actually, I like it because it's part of my life for many years. I started in this building when I was 19. Now I'm 30, so it's a long time. For me, also, I like this architecture somehow. Many people say that it's ugly. I saw some chart and it put it in 30 ugliest buildings around the world.
That's
but,
right.
But we are proud somehow. For us, it's a shelter. And, you know, time has stopped here, but you can still do nice photo shoot here because it's somehow retro and maybe for somebody it's cool. And many video clips and many movies were filmed here. It's like maybe unique space for domestic and also for foreigners.
Okay, in these doors we have a studio, but I suggest let's go upstairs and then we can
sure
go.
Thing.
So, elevators.
Uh-huh.
And you can see it's four elevators and every radio station that are part of our broadcasting system
mm-hmm.
has its own elevator.
Wow.
But it's just like in your thing.
Nice.
So it's not there. Okay, and we are going to
ninth floor.
There is no third floor, as you can see.
Any specific reason?
I don't know actually. there are some myths, but to be honest, I don't know exactly why this floor.
Hmm.
So, welcome.
So, we're now in the upper reaches of the pyramid. You know, I'm afraid of heights. So
yeah, it's not that high.
No, it's not now.
You can see that time has stopped somehow.
In the 80s.
In the deep 80s. But also in this part, there are more like this serious, let's say, radio stations. I mean it in the best way possible. The main channel of Slovak radio. There's also artistic channel.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with the classic music and with classic art, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
Now we can go into this door. It's office of our program manager, but I think that she's not
here, but she allowed me to go. And,
Wow.
Yes.
I mean, I can see what you mean. You know, the time has stopped here. It's got its charm, I think, you know.
Yeah, it has, you know, for us it has a sentimental reason, and we are also happy that we can exist, actually, because we are radio for young people, not commercial orientated. So we have luck that we are still on air somehow.
But it feels very, you know, there are guards downstairs guarding those turnstiles, and you feel like you come into a ministry rather than a radio building.
Yeah, it is, but maybe it's not very curious for us, because many buildings owned by state, it's like this in Slovakia, you know, so it's nothing special. The building is, maybe I can say it, in a bad shape. I mean, in bad condition. When it's raining, it's also rain down there in the hall, so. And you can easily get lost in this building. It took me years to have some orientation. So this is like 8th floor, and this is 6th, you know, and it's, you can see this old school thing for sitting, this old school sofa. And I think that Americans were doing like a month ago movie here.
About the building?
They just used building. It was like center for KGB.
Okay. So. Yeah, it does look like, I mean, it looks like anything really from Soviet times, you know, a library.
And what do you think? Do you like it?
I love it. I mean, yeah. I'm a fan of Soviet aesthetics. But what about your friends? What do they think about it? I mean, and people that you know, do they like it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah?
My friends like it. But also, again, I think that it's not just about architecture for them or just a building, but it's like a shelter for our community, because we are actually a community around our radio station.
So
like,
younger people relate to this building and identify
totally,
with
it? Totally. But the younger people orientated, not commercial music and not pop culture in the sense of... It's mostly about music for us, yeah. And about culture and alternative culture, let's say.
Skáče divý sne ako veľká biela mačka, zanecháva živé stopy v blate. Mačka sa otriasa a ďalej loví po záhrade. Na strechu mojho dreveného domu sobákom popäť mavý tátros.
That was Monocle's Alexei Kroliov speaking to Dominika Jaškova at the Slovak Radio Building for this week's edition of Tall Stories. Remember to tune in every Thursday, however, for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.